NFTs have grown in popularity, largely thanks to the art world. Now they are also being used by civil rights groups in philanthropy efforts. The latest is led by Terrence Floyd, brother of George Floyd, who was murdered in Minneapolis in 2020. NPR's Jonathan Franklin reports.
Nearly 2 years after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, his brother Terrence is still fighting for justice and police reform.
It's changing. It's not changing at a rapid pace, but it's changing, you know. But one thing I say about change, nothing in the physical form will change until you change your mindset.
But in the fight to get justice, Terrence Floyd has turned to the unlikeliest corners to do just that. Non-fungible tokens, or NFTs.
What I do see about NFTs versus a gift is a regular gift depreciates, and the NFT appreciates. So, and you will have that for generations to come.
So, what is an NFT? Well, it is a piece of code that renders itself as art. It is unique and can be sold and traded. So, owning an NFT is a bit like owning a collectible item, such as a baseball card. Terrence Floyd, the founder of the nonprofit We Are Floyd, which works to highlight the need for social justice, is working with Confront Art to sell 9,000 NFTs of donated art. All the proceeds from the project will go to three charities: We Are Floyd, the Breonna Taylor Foundation, and the John and Lillian Miles Lewis Foundation. The project will also feature Grammy Award-winning singer Dionne Warwick.
Personally, I certainly support this project. There are many people that I know that this will benefit, and I think people are going to be interested.
Warwick has agreed to also include her latest single, Power in the Name, which is embedded in each of the 9,000 NFTs.
I hope that this message will reach enough people to have them participate with this NFT. It's vitally important. We must raise these funds.
From drawings to photos and even music, much of the interest of NFTs is simply the concept of using tech to sell art digitally. But their value at this point is unclear. Tim Nilsson, an attorney who specializes in this kind of technology, says there's skepticism because of the risk of getting scammed. But he thinks the benefits outweigh the risk.
One interesting thing about blockchain technology is that the transactions are all publicly, traceable. I think these are risks that have some counterbalance, right, and positive as well.
The goal of the project is to sell all 9,000 NFTs in hopes of the proceeds making an impact on the charities and their initiatives. Jonathan Franklin, NPR News.